Fiona Kelly is here with it says in the papers.
Asylum seekers may have to make a financial contribution towards the cost of their accommodation and other services provided by the state based on their circumstances under plans being considered by government. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Independent. The Irish Times leads with details of a meeting between a senior Apple executive and Enterprise Minister Peter Burke in June, in which the tech giant warned that there is aggressive competition from other countries who are trying to lure multinationals away from Ireland. The executive also raised concerns about visa and infrastructure issues here. And a spokesman for the IDA tells Cormac McQuinn that the Apple tax case ruling wasn't discussed at that meeting. After 35 years of cover-ups, it's finally time for the truth. That lead headline in today's Irish News is a quote from Geraldine Finucane, the widow of Pat Finucane, responding to yesterday's announcement from the British government that there is to be an independent public inquiry into the shooting dead of her husband at their family home in Belfast in 1989. A request sent by Commissioner Naumann to social media companies, giving them 4 weeks to explain how they're dealing with harmful content before action is taken against them, generates a lead story in the Irish Examiner. Comments made by Junior Transport Minister James Lawless yesterday, suggesting that tourists who want to visit Dublin should consider flying into the country via Shannon or Cork Airport, is covered on the front of the Irish Daily Mail. Another airport features in the lead story in the Belfast Telegraph, which reports on plans to close an unofficial lay-by where drivers wait before picking passengers up at Belfast City Airport to avoid paying parking charges. The Irish Daily Star gives front page coverage to a story about a rape allegation where an Irish teenager is accused of attacking another Irish teenager, which is reportedly being investigated by police in the Spanish holiday resort of Salou. George Hamilton is pictured on the front of today's Irish Sun, which reports on the 74-year-old's departure from RTÉ Sport. Although he's still on air on Lyric FM, his contract with the sports department has just expired. We're also told that he's to begin his new gig, commentating on the subscription channel Premier Sports later this month. And finally, a new statue of Queen Elizabeth in the grounds of Antrim Castle Gardens has received something of a mixed response. The bronze statue, which was unveiled last Friday, shows the Queen alongside Prince Philip and her two corgis, wearing a headscarf, outdoor coat and wellies. The Examiner reports that although the council officials who commissioned the piece expressed delight at its unveiling, gushing about how the Queen was perhaps happiest when enjoying outdoor life, particularly walking in the countryside and spending time with her dogs, the majority of those who posted on the council's Facebook page weren't impressed. One woman commented that she didn't think the Queen would have wanted to be captured in wellies for all eternity, while another suggested that the statue bears a strong likeness to the movie character Mrs. Doubtfire. Speaking on the BBC, local councillor Vera McWilliam accepted that the statue's critics have a point. "We have to be honest," she said. "It does not resemble the Queen in any shape or form."
Fiona, thank you.